Looking for ways to get more for your money when you travel? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. It's always good to have a plan. So before you hit the road, subscribe to websites like Living Social and Groupon that offer daily deals in your destination city. These deals include everything from discounts at restaurants and great last-minute prices on attractions. Sightseeing is fun, but costs can add up. You can sightsee for free in our national parks if your timing is right. The National Parks Service has several free admission dates each year. Go to nps.gov and search free entrance days. Travel specialists say never book a premium, aka luxury, hotel room, unless, of course, it's for a very special occasion. Instead, they suggest making a reservation for a standard room and ask for a courtesy, aka free, upgrade when you get there. Same money-saving suggestion regarding reserving a car. When it comes to choosing where you want to stay, you might want to check into and check in at places that offer guests free breakfast and free internet access. Comfort Inn, Comfort Inn Suites, and La Quinta Inns offer these freebies. And remember, most travel apps offer many deep discounts for anyone willing or needing to do same-day hotel reservations. I remember when duty-free purchases were a bargain. Not these days, except for cigarettes and liquor, on which you are limited before you must pay taxes, prices are often higher, so you might just want to shop for souvenirs and other items other than at the airport. And whenever you travel, just remember, if it's a town with a college, you'll be able to eat well, probably for less. Towns with college students tend to feature inexpensive dining options near campus. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.